beautiful, and welcome to the Soulful Manifesting for Coaches podcast. I'm Gemma Bernad, intuitive business mindset coach, manifesting mentor, and all-round advocate for female coaches to make loads of money doing what they love. Join me for weekly podcast episodes where I share all the behind the scenes of starting and growing a multiple six-figure online coaching business in less than 18 months, my top tips for creating consistent cash and confidence, and where I interview incredible women doing amazing things in business and life. So whether you're just starting out in the coaching industry or you've been at it for years, if you have the desire to make more money, have a greater impact, and create a life that feels ridiculously amazing, then there's something here for you. As I go deep into all things money, mindset, and manifesting in a way that just makes sense. I am so excited you're here. Let's dive in. Hey there, beautiful. How are you? Welcome back to the podcast. Super excited to have you here for another episode. I'm flying solo. Solo this week. If you are new to the podcast, hello, my name is Gemma Bernad. I'm the host of the Soulful Manifesting for Coaches podcast. And if you've been hanging out here for a while, it's so great to have you back. And I am always excited to be doing podcasts. It's one of the things that really does light me up. So for me, I know that it is my jam and is what I am supposed to be doing. So what a blessing that I get to do this every single week. And today I feel like just going on a little bit of a rant. I think most of my podcast episodes are a bit of a rant, but this one I'm actually just going to be calling a rant on manifestation. That's it. We'll keep it really simple. Let me just give you a little bit of a background, okay? Let's just kind of go on a bit of a journey. Let's go on a little bit of a journey to about 2 years ago when I started this podcast. And just to give you a little bit of a background, if you aren't already aware, this podcast was really born, A, out of a deep desire to have a podcast, but B, it was the culmination and the combination of that deep desire to have a podcast and the beautifully divine, intuitive kick up the butt, wasn't a nudge, it was a kick up the butt, which came in the message of basically become the manifesting mum and share your story. That was the message that I was dropped and downloaded into my mind about August of 2018. And it was the combination of that download and the desire to have a podcast where this podcast was born. And it was really created as I was journeying into the depths of understanding more about manifestation myself. I had successfully manifested some incredible things in my life, most notably at that point in time, my amazing husband. And I just felt so driven and deeply lit up by being able to help other women to see the potential possibility that there is in their life when they take the direction of their life and what they want into their own hands and say, hey, like, I have a say here. This is what I want. And so I was learning a lot at the time and taking in a lot of information and seeing what felt good and felt right and putting into practice. And early on in the piece, I think it's either episode number 2, maybe even 3. Anyway, one of the foundational episodes, I share the 4-step manifestation process that I had used at the time and was using at the time. And I would like to riff and rant a little bit about that because I have since changed my thoughts and my opinion around manifestation as a linear process that kind of, I guess, makes that episode in some respects kind of redundant. I don't know. Redundant maybe is a bit of a tough word, but let's call this the updated version, okay? We'll call it the updated version because something that just feels so true to me as I have journeyed, I mean, I'm now, you know, more than 2 years into this still ever learning process of acquiring more information and putting it to practice and trying it out and seeing what works for me and what doesn't. And what I have really come to feel very grounded in believing and knowing to be true and embracing, I think that's the most important part because there's the knowledge of something and then there's the embodiment, like the embracing and the living that way. So this has kind of gone from knowledge into full embodiment and embracing. And that is simply this, is I truly no longer believe that manifestation can be confined into any step process, a four-step, a five-step, a two-step, a three-step, a foxtrot. Bit of a joke. Maybe you're laughing, maybe you're not. I just don't think it can be confined anymore. It's not linear. It can't be linear. Manifestation to me as an ultimate definition and explanation in this 3D world is creation. Manifestation is creation. It's life. Life is the ultimate 3D representation of creation. And I don't know about you, but my life ain't linear. There's nothing linear about it. The only certainties for me in life, and this is not going down some morbid like, oh, the only thing that's certain is birth and death, but like that's the only thing that is somewhat can be put into a process. Two things that will definitely happen. Are you going to be born and you're going to die? Like that's it. The rest of what happens in between, it's not linear. And my mind doesn't work that way so much all the time. Necessarily. You know, I think I've tried to force it into this like this step process, but there's a little bit of chaos that goes on within me that feels very normal and natural. And so trying to go, okay, first you decide what you want. Okay, then you clear the beliefs, then you get into energetic alignment, then you take action, then you sit back and surrender. It's like, okay, great, but what happens when I've done each of those steps? What do I do? Because it just doesn't work that way. There's no like start and end point for anything. You know, even when that manifestation comes into your reality, there's still the embodiment and the living and the appreciation and the openness and the receiving of that experience as well. And maybe this is getting a little bit floaty and airy-fairy and esoterical, but it's just what's coming through me as I want to rant on this today. So maybe this will feel somewhat liberating for you because maybe you have been grappling a little bit with the process. Like maybe for you, like deciding on the what you want feels good, but then it comes to the, you know, clearing the beliefs and it's like, okay, what beliefs? And then I uncover this belief and there's another belief. It's not like just one belief. And is it, do I have to decide what I want then clear the belief? Or can I clear beliefs and will that be part the ways for me to decide what I want? Can you see where I'm leading you? It's not linear. It can't be, hey, do this, then do this, then do this, then do this, and then you'll have this. It's just not how it works. Life isn't designed to be that way. Life is designed to ebb and flow, to rise, to fall, to expand, to contract, to, you know, to pause and to push. It's the contrast, it's the polarity that's so necessary that makes any trying to put the confines of manifestation into a linear process feel really restrictive and limiting and almost feels a little bit like a lie. Because like when I've historically taught that and people come back and say, okay, I've done all of those things and when's it going to show up and what do I do in the meantime and you know, is there a meantime? And what's this whole process of waiting? Like, am I really waiting? No, you're not waiting for something to arrive. It's a constant journey. Ugh, using the word journey, path, you know, all the words that we use. But it is this constant, it's not even constant, it's not even the right word. It's just life. Like, it just gets to be life, and life just isn't linear. And so you're not. If you're listening to this and you're thinking, okay, this car, I don't know, maybe you're relating to it, maybe you're not. It's a rant, so it's deeply channeled, deeply coming through me as opposed to coming from me. So I know some of you, I know if you're listening to this, there will be a connection point with you somewhere in this episode because I think for so many of us, I think we've been so conditioned into this right, wrong way of doing things that we want to attach to a process, a linear way of doing things so that we know we're doing it right. So we're going to avoid failing. We're going to avoid not creating what it is that we want. And so we attach really closely and desperately to, I'm just going to like follow the process. I'm going to journal my desire every single day. I'm going to like dance around my living room. I'm going to get into the vibe. And then when I'm not in the vibe, then I'm in misalignment and fuck, what am I doing? And then I'm going to work through this belief. And it can be really overpowering and somewhat kind of confusing, I think, at times too, to know, am I doing this right? And I kind of want to free you of that today. I want to free you of the confines and the constructs of any linear process that you think you need to attach to in order to create whatever the fuck you want in your life. I really want to free you from that today. And if you know, this conversation does nothing more than free you from the pressure of feeling like there's a right or wrong way to manifest. And I know that my job will have been done today in sharing what is deeply on my heart to put out to you, for you to really hear and listen and play around with and see how it feels for you. Because maybe this doesn't feel good for you, and that's perfectly fine too. I think I want to invite you to discern the information you're taking in, whether it's from me or whether it's from someone else, and really put it through your own filtering system, put it through your own energetic centers, and really play around with, does this feel true for me? Or has it been working for me that I work with more of a linear process? Maybe it has. I don't know. I haven't necessarily come across anyone that really, you know, like allows it to, like really is very rigid in that linear process. I think anyone that has any sort of process that they really lean into when they're manifesting will, if they're true and honest with themselves, really be able to admit it's not linear. So what do I actually mean by linear? I think let's clarify that first. Linear really is that it's like step one, I do step one to completion, then I move to step two. I do step two to completion, then I can move to step three. And once I've done step three to completion, then I'll move to step four, and then it's there, and then it's there, and it's there, and then boom, it's done, and I'm finished, and there we go. Where's the fruits of my labor? Okay, so it's not linear. It doesn't mean that there's not a method to it. That doesn't mean there isn't some sort of process or some sort of focused points within that, that they're there for you, okay? And I want to open up a little bit of a conversation around that today as well, because I think the focal points are still there within the process, but just really embracing the fact that it's not this linear approach, and really moving away from the rigidity of that linear process really will be what is freeing for you. Because as I said, manifestation is creation, it is life, that's what it is, and there's nothing linear about life other than the two points that we have of entry and exit point with this lifetime. So if it's not linear, what is it then? What it is, as I said, is that there are certain focal points that really are the focuses that you want to be inviting in to explore as you are going on this journey for creation. So let's talk a little bit about what those focal points are. All right. Now, here's another thing that I want to kind of blow out of the water a little bit as I riff on manifestation is this is, let me share this part with you. You are, my darling, a unique little unicorn. There is no one else like you. Your energetic blueprint and the way that you operate, live, do things, create is so vastly different to the way that I do that. And that's really great news. Okay. I see that as really great news. It does require a lot of trust within yourself to be able to ascertain what works for you and what doesn't. And that can be the acquisition of information and skills and knowledge, as well as the deconditioning and reprogramming of what you already know to be true and how you've deviated away from that. But we don't all create the same. Okay. And where this really becomes highlighted is, I mean, human design has this beautiful gift to be able to share that with us in some very beautiful ways. But one of the core ways that I really see when I look at someone's human design chart, and if you're not familiar with human design, really great time to go, potentially an invitation there for you anyway, to go and explore what human design is. But effectively, it is your energetic blueprint. Okay. It's really it's a beautiful mix of so many different Eastern philosophies, okay, in terms of astrology and the I Ching and, you know, planetary alignment. And, you know, your human design chart really is a snapshot of your entry point into the portal of transferring from a soul into this physical world. And we're able to see that in this 3D world in terms of this beautiful body graph chart. So if you don't already have your human design chart, I would really, really highly recommend that you go to mybodygraph.com. You put your details in there and it will spit you out this really funky looking chart. And what you want to have a look at, I'm just going to highlight one area I want you to have a look at, okay? And that is when you look at the chart, you're going to see four arrows, okay? Two red arrows, two gray arrows on either side of your head. And if we're looking at the chart, the bottom right arrow, that arrow tells a really beautiful story about one of the core ways that we get to decide on what it is that we want. If it is facing to the right or the left means different things, okay? So if it's facing to that arrow is pointing to the left, it means that you're a specific manifester. If it's pointing to the right, it means you're a non-specific or general manifester. And each of those things is really important to be able to understand, and perhaps it will really be liberating for you to really feel into this, because specific manifestors really work beautifully when they are specific in terms of what it is that they are calling in. So it's like, all right, I want to make $25,000 this month. I want to sell this program. I want to work with this amount of clients. I want them, these clients, to be this way. I want this type of client, this type of ideal client, this type of person at this stage, like whatever the questions are. It's going to work really beautifully when there's a lot of specifics and detail around what you want. And if you're in alignment with that, then it will come in. And I see this. I have some really incredible specific manifestors that I work with. And I know when they are so clear on what they want and they're in alignment, like all of us, they're still in alignment piece with this, it shows up, right? And it's like, oh my God, magical. It showed up. It showed up in that way. It's absolutely incredible. Okay. So when someone is operating in the highest expression of being a specific manifestor, they feel very clear. They feel very decisive. There's a lot of conviction around what it is they want. Now, that doesn't mean that someone can't be operating in the lower expression of being a specific manifestor, which is, you know, feeling unsure, unclear, not giving yourself permission to be that decisive, you know, like missing out on the detail and thinking it's not important, feeling unclear around that detail, okay? But this is important because a lot of you, excuse me, I'm not a specific manifestor, okay? I'm going to explain what a non-specific general manifestor is in a moment. So even though I have definitely explored and played around with specific manifestation, I do feel a sense of frustration with it. I really have, which by the way, is my not self theme as a generator as well. Like when I'm out of alignment with my human design, I experience frustration. So there has historically been, you know, quite a bit of frustration, I guess, for me around being very specific with it. And it's like, why doesn't it happen that way? And what it does is it really clouds what's important for me as a general or non-specific manifestor, which is that the detail is important. What's more important for me is actually the experience and the feeling of having that thing in my life. And this feels so true for me right now as I'm really beginning to transcend 3D manifestation, I'm going to call it. Okay. And that sounds really crazy, but I'm going through this period right now where I'm in this real space of pause and reflection. And what's come to me only this morning as well, by the way, so this is fresh, so I don't really want to go into too much detail because I'm still processing it, is that I'm actually starting to step out of 3D manifestation where it's, I want stuff, I want things. And even though I'm still wanting to connect in with the emotional experience of having, you know, what I want to experience in my life, I'm feeling really called to go into this more level of soul manifestation where it's like, I just open myself up to being a conduit for God, Goddess, to kind of express themselves through me and that I create from that place. So I'm not going to go into too much detail around that because that is something that I'm not fully embodied in yet, not fully fortified in how that's going to look. And I'm only beginning to explore that myself right now. But what I do feel really confident and capable and wanting to share with you is the concept of general manifestation, which is, it's no surprise to me, like my word for this year, for 2020, was joy. And when I get into specific manifestation, I start to lose the essence of what's bringing me joy. And I really am leaning more into, like, I just want to experience joy. I want to experience alignment in my business. I want to experience joy. I want to experience fun. I want to experience excitement. I want to experience diversity and freedom and liberation and creation and that, and being more anchored in that. And what that allows me to do in that capacity is actually to be more expansive, as opposed to saying, I want to make, you know, $750,000 next year. I'm going to sell this program, this program, this program. I'm going to work with these clients. I'm going to do it this way. Even though that can be an intention of space that I hold for what I'm energetically available for, ultimately what transcends that is actually the experience that I think that those things are going to give me, and anchoring in that more so than the actual detail of what I believe is going to create that. Because as a general manifestor, you know, when we really anchor in the experience and the feeling, okay, of that, it can be beautifully expansive because Here's what I truly believe and know to be true, that when we are living in the confines of the 3D world that we're in right here, right now, we are so limited by what we can experience with our physical senses. What I know to be so true is that beyond the 3D world, when we start to tap into the sixth sense and the higher realms and true potentiality, is that the confines of the human body and mind, mainly the mind, less so the body, more so the mind, cannot fathom what is actually true potentiality for me as a human being. Like, I'm like, what have I experienced in the past and what could be incrementally somewhat an upgrade from that? Okay. Like, what's maybe like a small increase on that? Or maybe it feels like a large increase. Okay. But that's it. Whereas if I'm truly want to live into this limitless possibility and potentiality, which is, by the way, available for all of us, then my capacity to transcend what I know to be true in this 3D world really can start to be expressed when I tap into the body wisdom and the emotional expression of actually what I want to experience as a human being. And I allow the universe to go, ah, you want to experience true joy? You want to experience diversity? You want to experience bliss? You want to experience a life that's turned on? Here you go. And that could be so much more expansive and grander than what I know I can know within the detail of this. And that's what works for me. Now, that doesn't mean that as a specific manifestation, you are capping yourself. It just means you are and have the when you're in the highest expression, really have that possibility to be like very decisive. I want this. I want to move here. I want to serve this client. I want to launch this program. I want to do this. Okay. And it's not that as a general, we can't have that level of specificity, but what overarches and really drives that is more the experience and the feeling. So that's the first focus point, really. It's not a linear process. It's not like, oh, okay, that's the first thing I'm going to get clear on, because for a lot of us, it can be, hey, like, let's look at, are there pieces that I need to learn or decondition or reprogram or recode? And sometimes the recoding and the reprogramming and the deconditioning or the learning or the acquisition of the skill in order to be able to, like, needs to happen before I can work out what it is that I want, right? Does that make sense? But that is another focal point for manifestation. It's like, okay, is there a piece here where I have been deconditioned away from my truth that needs to be recoded and reprogrammed in my mind and my body? Or is this a skill that I need to learn? Like, is there something that I need to learn about myself, about my energy, about my possibility, about business or anything like that that's going to open up my awareness to be able to decide what I want? Maybe it's that. Okay, but there is a piece here, you know, call that beliefs, call that knowledge, call that thoughts. Like, there is a piece here where, you know, you really want to start to come into a deeper state of alignment with self. Now, I used to historically teach that it's like, okay, you know, step number, like, decide what you want, okay, which now we are very clear. It's not always decide what you want. It could be decide what you want, or it could be decide how you want to experience life. That's what it could be, okay? Work out what's most important for you. Are you a specific or an unspecific, and kind of let that be the guiding place for you, all right? That's not necessarily the first piece, but that's a focal point. I used to teach decide what you want. Then I used to teach get into alignment with that future version of you, okay? Now, this is one of the beautiful things I'm learning about myself is, you know, with human design is I have a gate that is activated in my chart, which is called the gate of opinion, which I just learned some more about today. And I am very opinionated. There is no doubt about that. But here's the thing. I'm not rigid on my opinions, which is a great gift to have, because it means that I'm operating in the gift and the higher expression of that gate. Here's the thing. I had a very strong opinion. Here's how you manifest. And that, I'm not rigidly stuck to that. I'm so open to the expansion that there are different ways of doing things and seeing different ways that can be done, that that's allowed me to expand that truth so that I can effectively move the collective, my community, the people that follow me forward. And so I no longer believe that there is this piece where you need to get in alignment with what you want. You need to take yourself into that space of what you want and get into alignment with that. I truly, truly believe that the portal and access point for what you want to experience, whether that's an emotional experience, an energetic experience, or whether that's actually a physical manifestation of like this amount of money, okay, or whatever it is that your access point for that is not to get in alignment with this fictitious future version of you, because that's where that real concept of fake it till you make it, which I have used before, I have spoken about before, which didn't necessarily feel really embodied for me, but where that really is like, oh, it's not about fake it till you make it. What it is about coming back home to yourself, to your truth, to your true expression. And guess what? That is the key that unlocks that which you desire. Whether that be things or experiences or emotions or whatever, or all of those things. It doesn't just have to be one or the other. You're still a human being here to have a full experience. Some of that is materialistic. Some of that is energetic. Some of that is spiritual. Some of that is mental. Okay? So the second focus point is like, what do I need to do? Who do I need to become? What might I need to strip away? What needs to be recoded, deconditioned? What do I need to learn in order to come back into alignment with self, with who my unique energetic blueprint? And when you do that, that truly will be a beautiful access point. Now, coming back into alignment with self, that's not linear. That's not like, okay, step two, now I come back into alignment with myself, bang, 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 biddy wong, and boom, I'm there, right? That, my darling, is the lifelong part. It's truly the lifelong part. That is the, you know, for better use of a word, the journey that we're all here, that the soul is here to be in Soul University, which is this experience of life, and to learn what needs to be learned, unlearn what needs to be learned, and to embrace yourself unapologetically. And when you come home to yourself in layers, which you will, it will be layers, you will notice that the ease with which you create will start to happen much more fluidly. But hear me on that. Coming home to self is a layered piece, because you come home to this level of something, you go, oh, right, there's a deeper level here. And it's not like that there's a depth. It's like, oh, there's another layer. Oh, here we go. Oh, beautiful. What's underneath here? Oh, amazing. Let me express that. Excellent. And you will notice that your desires grow and evolve with each layer as well. That's why it's not linear. Okay? It's not linear. Not at all. And when we also attach, here's another rant on the linear process, when we also attach to something that's linear, what ends up happening is that we kind of also don't give ourselves permission to change our mind on our desires. It's like maybe you got to the point where you're like, hey, I want this type of business. I want to make this type of money. I haven't created that yet. So therefore, I have to stick with this until I see that through, as opposed to like, oh, this is the next level expansion. This is what actually feels true and in alignment for me to desire right now in my life. Really letting go of the linear side of things will really help you expand and liberate yourself into just being more in the ebb and the flow of what feels right and true for you. And that is a beautiful place to create from. And that is a freedom and a level of beautiful, radical responsibility that I really wish and hope for all of you. I really do, because this becomes a real portal and access point for detachment as well. It's like you just aren't so attached to whether something happens or not. You can be committed to it only, and if only it still feels good to you and you want to create that and it lights you up and you want to experience that, or you can let it go. But when you're in this linear of this, and then I sit back and wait for it to happen, it doesn't really allow that room for expression and growth and expansion that really is organic and natural to to all of us, not so many of us, but to all of us. So there's another focal point for you. It's like coming back into alignment, okay? And there's so much that is like, that is to me, there's so much in that, and your desires are tapped into that. Like it's also not like a confined focal point. It's not like, okay, I've decided what I want. Now I'm just going to focus on alignment. Okay, the desire feeds into the alignment. The alignment feeds into the desire. They are intertwined and interconnected. Again, another reason why it's not linear. Okay. And I guess the next focal point here as well is that there is a piece of this that is a physical aspect. There is a doing. There is a physical action taking piece to this. And that is a focal point that is so beautifully and intrinsically connected to the alignment piece as well. Okay. So again, it's not that it's like, okay, I'm in alignment, then I take action, because taking action is also going to feed back the loop into, am I in alignment or am I out of alignment? Does this feel right and good? Does this feel like a true expression or not? You know, has this manifested, you know, or not? And that action piece is what really allows something to go from the energetic experience of it, which is an idea, an inspiration of what it is I want to experience, the energetic piece of the alignment part. And then the action is like, okay, now I can like see, is there a physical manifestation aspect to this, and am I in alignment with that? And the action is what allows us to do that. So there's definitely a focal point that you want to really embrace when it comes to manifestation around the action, because this is life, ladies. Like, we are here to have a 3D physical experience. Your soul has incarnated for that specific reason. It's not here to sit in the corner and meditate and be in this like esoteric, you know, otherworldly place, although that's really fucking cool to hang out there every now and then, I have to say. Don't get me wrong, but you're still here to live. You're alive. Your physical body has been given to you to experience. Do something with it. By the way, do something that feels good. Can I just encourage you to do that? Like, do something that feels good. And that, I've spoken about this recently, it does require, like, we talk about doing things that feel good. It really requires a beautiful level of emotional intelligence with that, because a lot of the time, you know, we can get caught into the immaturity of the mind, which is like, I'm scared, so therefore it doesn't feel good, so I'm not going to do that. And, you know, that's a whole nother conversation. I really want to kind of stay into the, if I can, not tangent too far away from my riff and my rant on manifestation. So I wanted to offer, I guess, that third focal point. This is not linear, again, because again, you take action that starts to give you more inspiration, more ideas, opens you up, expands you to be really clear. Hey, is this still what I want to experience? You know, is that, am I really experiencing that emotional energetic piece? Am I in alignment and am I out of alignment? And that, by the way, isn't necessarily a yes, no answer. Okay. Like, it's not like I'm out of alignment or I'm in alignment. There is a fuck ton of gray area there, ladies. It's not like you're in alignment or you're not in alignment. And although it can be like, well, I manifest what I want, therefore I'm in alignment, or I don't, I'm out of alignment. I just want you to really understand there's a lot of gray area with that. And that, hopefully that doesn't confuse you. And I don't want you to use that as, oh, well, this is just too fucking hard. I really want this to liberate you and to expand you so that you realize it's not right or wrong. I'm not right or wrong. I'm not aligned or misaligned. Okay, I'm just on this experience of learning more about myself, learning how to come home to myself and letting that unfold the way that it does, and learning what I need to learn from that so that I can reinvest that capital, which is what lessons are. I can reinvest that capital back into myself and continue on this journey, for better use of a word again. So the action piece is also really important. And I guess the last piece that I really want to share with you as well is probably like, I guess let's call it surrender, because I know that's something that I talk to my clients a lot about. But this is the beautiful part. Like, it's not all about the doing when it comes to manifestation. There is a lot to be said for pause and reflection and the being and the just living of life outside of what it is you're trying to manifest, particularly when we talk about business. You know, people can very, particularly if you're like me and you're a generator or a manifesting generator on your human design chart, we can get very much caught up into, I've got to be doing all the time. I've got to keep doing. And that's how I create. That's where I'm most successful. But, you know, the concept of just being and living and enjoying life and immersing yourself in all of the experiences that are available to you, whether internal experiences or external experiences, is what surrender is about. And just allowing life to come to you, like allowing life to flow to you. Okay, no matter what your human design style is, like, there isn't this element where it needs to be like, I'm just going to push and make this happen. I don't care whether you're a manifester who like is an initiator. All right. There isn't like a real push to, like, it's not put, like, push is an energy, by the way, as well. There's not like this forceful nature to this where it's like, I'm, you know, gonna make this happen. Okay. There is a lot to be said for just the being and the allowing of life to unfold and for you to witness and experience it and then decide what the fuck you're gonna do from there. So, I don't know, ladies, I think that may very well be all I feel called to share with you today. I brought that to a really abrupt end, didn't I? But I do. I just wanted to, I love to rant. It's like my most joyous place to hang out. My clients love it. My clients love it. My group ladies love it when I go on a rant. So I wanted to kind of infuse that back, and I haven't ranted really like this, where I've just let my mouth speak and the words flow for a while in the podcast. I've kind of missed it actually now that I'm in this space, and I'm like, I don't even know what I'm going to say. I don't know what I'm going to say until sometimes I say it and I hear it and I'm like, oh, fuck, I hope that makes sense. Oh, God. I hope it makes sense. And I do. I hope it lands with you. This might be an episode to come back and listen to a couple of times. Maybe it is. But, you know, I think I just really want to share with you, in a world that really promotes processes and systems and methods, it is a real masculine energy with that, and there is a time and place for it. And I just want to free you a little bit of it today. I want to free you because, to me, and maybe you're the same, to me there is an element of like a pressure. But I mean, I don't mind pressure, but like a real, like, this is the way it's got to be done. And if you're not doing it this way, you're fucking doing it wrong. You know, and I don't know. I don't like that. It doesn't feel good for me, and maybe it doesn't feel good for you. I want to give you, like, I want to give you your power back. Ultimately, that's what I want to do. I want to give you your power back to be able to, like, really tap into your own unique and aligned way to create whatever the fuck you want. And I think, I know, and I think, I do think too, I do also know it, that we're so very easily led by everybody else. We're so very easily swayed away from what our body wisdom and even our mind is here to really guide us to do. Like, there's so much wisdom within you. And I just really want to empower you to really feel unshackled and liberated from the constructs of what everyone else tells you it should be and how things should be done. And I know that manifestation is a space like that, because I want to be completely frank with you. The manifestation industry, if you want to call it that, an industry, is very much geared up to just a very small percent of the population, which is like those, the breed of us that are manifestors, you know, with like defined throat centers, you know, defined G centers that like know what they want. And it's like, decide what you want and do it and off you go and declutter your space and all of this. And, you know, that works for a very small percent of the population. Or that, I shouldn't say works. That's not the right word. It feels natural for a very small percent of the population. And what happens is, when someone else is outside of you telling this is how you do it, and even though everything inside of you says this doesn't feel quite right to me, and you just stop trusting yourself. And I know that one of the gifts that I am here to share in this world is helping women come back to themselves so they can build such a deep level of fortitude and trust in themselves, so that they can really listen to what's right for them and know that that is actually going to be the portal and access point to create whatever level of success, love, materialistic, beautiful money. I fucking love money. Whatever it is that you want to create, that I know that's the access point. So I really wanted to give you that freedom today. So I hope that that lands with you, that you experiencing, even if it's just a moment of, oh, so maybe it isn't a linear four-step process. Maybe there is more to it than just that, and I can go on that exploration and kind of understand more about it. So that's it. That's the message that I have for you today. Thank you for joining me for this rant, for this unknown, where I would just open my mouth and let the words come out. And if you've got any questions around this, you can catch me over on Facebook, Inside the Soulful Manifesting for Coaches. Facebook group is a great place to come in. Otherwise, I'd love you to rate or review this podcast. You can do that over on Apple Podcasts, or you can say nothing if you don't feel like it either. That's totally fine too. Either way, thank you for joining me for this episode. I'm going to go have a rest after that, because that took a lot to just let all of that come out without criticizing myself and really questioning every single word that came out. So I'm going to go have a sleep. Maybe you need a sleep after this too. All right, beautiful. You have an incredible day. I'll see you again for another episode really, really soon. Bye. Thank you for joining me for this week's episode of the Soulful Manifesting for Coaches podcast. If you loved this episode as much as I loved recording it for you, then I'd be so grateful if you could take just 1 minute to rate and review this podcast on iTunes. And if you're like me and you love to help other people, then go ahead and take a moment now to share this episode with one person who you know needs to hear it. And finally, if you're looking for a supportive community of fellow female coaches who just get it, then I'd love to invite you to join the Soulful Manifesting for Coaches Facebook group. Just head to the link in the show notes to join. Okay, beautiful. Now come back and join me same time, same place for next week's episode. Have a beautiful day and remember, dream big, baby, and have some fun along the way.